Indie Feed.
Brought to you in part by Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. Daily newscasts at www.democracynow.org.
Wow, are we all in for a treat. This is the beginning of a five-show feature here on IndieFeed, and we're going to be bringing you the poets who are included in the upcoming tour of Solomon Sparrow's Electric Whale Revival. Now, I'm going to tell you more about that at the end of the piece, but right now, let's kick off this show with Dan Lehman, who is one-fifth of the Electric Whale Revival team. This piece is Love Letters to the Noise.
Do you remember when you were little? And fireflies turned on their light bulbs like tiny stars unraveling the seams of the night sky, and gods would fall out of the universe like shooting stars, and you would chase them like dreams. When did you stop chasing? When did you stop checking your mailbox for love letters? When did you ask the world to keep down the noise? When did your poems become an academic exercise instead of words written in blood? When did your words become a hollowed-out tree and a fairy tale forest that once told you stories? When did you put down your voice? When did you start spending the wee hours of the night treating poems like candle wax, deleting lines in hopes of writing something timeless instead of something burning, with every molecule swirling in that galaxy inside your chest you call a heart? When did your poetry stop picturing victims and start picturing scores? When did you start to dream with your arms tied behind your back? When did you stop leaving kisses like full bottles of milk on doorsteps? When did the evening paper start providing the headlines for conversations at parties instead of the bullet points of revolutions pinned to doors asking us to take this world on our shoulders because we are all the underdog? When do we forget what it means to be poets? To be singers? To be writers? To be revolutionaries? To be lovers, to be the fathers and mothers of words, to be luminaries, to be. When did we forget to be poets? Tell me, when did we put down our voices? When did soldiers' pictures become this dysfunctional family's photo album? When did you stop raising your hand to ask questions? When did you stop writing revolutions? When did you stop reading? When did change become the far-off horizon? When did the sun stop being your father and the moon stop being your mother? When did you stop going out in the middle of the night to leap tall buildings and save the world? When did you stop using your laser vision, your strength, and your ability to love? When did you stop dropping smiles in the cups of men's mouths on street corners? We are a world of broken bodies and broken hearts. Walking streets and shattered frames looking for love to glue us back together with sticky stuff like kisses and hugs. We are a world of broken gods and wannabes reaching for spotlights that blare in our eyes like bullhorns screaming, beautiful. When did you forget how to really, really love? When did you stop chasing fireflies? Some days, I feel as lost in this world as a hummingbird without wings. So I pick up my voice and write love letters to the fireflies, and to the noise.
You know those moments in poems when a particular image or a metaphor just takes your breath away and you kind of go, ooh? Well, this is one of those poems that barely lets you recover from that last ooh moment before it hits you with another. And yes, that was Dan Lehman, one-fifth of the upcoming mega poetry tour, Solomon Sparrow's Electric Whale Revival. Now, I'm going to tell you more about Dan in a second, but let me start by giving everybody a heads up on the whale, because this tour may very well be coming to a city near you in the next couple months, and if it is, you're going to want want to do whatever you can to get to one of these shows. So a little bit of background. Early this year, I started hearing rumors that some incredibly hot poets were considering a fall tour together. And by summer, those rumors had settled into fact. And when I finally got the lineup, I was astounded. I really don't think the performance poetry world has ever seen a tour with this much talent on one stage together. Solomon Sparrow's Electric Whale Revival is a tour featuring Derek Brown, Anis Mojgani, Dan Lehman, Mike McGee, and Buddy Wakefield. Wow. And yeah, all five of these guys are Indie Feed poets. I don't know how you can measure talent. Now, I know that's pretty subjective, but I can say with certainty that there's never been a tour with so many Poetry Slam titleists together on the bill. I'm going to give short bios on each of these guys over the next five shows, but just take my word for experience on this. If this show gets anywhere near you, it's truly going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Let me tell you what they say on their website. Quote, Solomon Sparrow's Electric Whale Revival is a spoken word theater experience like none other. This exceptional and inspiring verbal circus features five of the world's top performance poets gathered together for 1 month on the same tour bus to travel cross-country with five lasers of love aimed directly at your heartstrings. These poets represent every individual World Poetry Slam title since 2003, save one. This is indeed a rare extravaganza for spoken word, made up of side splits and stitches, hovercrafts and marbles, chocolate bars and polar bears, full of lightning and geese, bumping, unquote. I love that. There's more right there on the Electric Whale website. Grab a pen or open a new browser window because you're going to want to head on over. It is simply electricwhale.com. Very easy, just like it sounds, electricwhale.com. Now, with each of these five shows we released this week, I'm going to be giving you a week or so of their tour dates, telling you where they're going to be. So let's go ahead and start with the venues they're going to be hitting between now and the end of September. They start out in Atlanta, Georgia on Friday the 21st of September. They go from there to Savannah, Georgia on Saturday the 22nd. Greenville, South Carolina on the 23rd, North Carolina on the 24th, then they head up to New York, SUNY Oneonta on the 26th, on Thursday the 27th, Clark University, February 28th, University of Maryland, and then down to Boston, Massachusetts on Saturday the 29th. Now, if you are keeping track of that, you'll notice that that leaves two dates open that are still unbooked at this time. So if you're anywhere around where you might be able to give these guys a date, these are the two dates that are still open, Tuesday the 25th and Sunday the 30th. If that sounds like that might work for you, you got a place where these guys could feature. I bet they'd love to do it. Go on over to their website and let them know. Although I'm sure they'd love a day off in the middle of the tour craziness, I'm equally sure they'd love to fill in those dates if they can. So I'm only going to have a little bit of time here to give you bios on each of these guys. So let me tell you a little bit about today's poet, Dan Lehman. You've heard him here before, so go on over, check him out in our Poets Index. And in fact, all of these guys have been on before, so you can hear more of their work by just going to that Poets Index at performancepoetry.indiefeed.com. But here's what Dan put up on the Electric Whale website. Quote, Dan Lehman is a two-time Omaha Grand Slam champion and Omaha representative to the individual World Poetry Slam Finals in 2005 and 2006. He was a member of Team Omaha at the 2005 National Poetry Slam Finals in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he was also the 2005-2006 Omaha Amnesty International Poet of Conscience. Dan's published three books of poetry and produced the spoken word CD, I Love You Is Back. Dan also placed fifth at the International World Poetry Slam in 2007, so he's continuing to make himself known in the slam world. And like all our poets, Dan does have a website. You can check him out. It's www.danlehman.com, DanLehman.com. By the way, I think this is a fairly new website, and he's got a lot of great stuff up there, including both audio and text versions of his poetry. So, okay, this is way too much for an outro, so let me go ahead and sign off. I'm going to have a lot more to say about the Electric Whale over the next four shows, where we'll continue featuring the other members of this great team. And hopefully you're going to be able to find a venue near you where you can go out and catch them. So thanks for listening, everybody. For Indie Feed, this is Mongo, and for today, I am signing out. Indie Feed.